Cousin Balky coming at you.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
I don't like it either.
Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. Allison knows. No.
Young People and Mike Carano.
What the hell? Hey, everybody, we'll get right to it. Welcome to the After Disaster.
Welcome
I am
to Anderson.
And what?
I was going to say welcome to Anderson. Mike and Tyler are your new best friends.
You should have said that. I wish
I was
said
fucking
that.
Saying it.
I feel like you did say hot. It. Settle down with your level.
Nice spinoff.
All right. So I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my right, fucking with the levels. There's Ty Ty to my left. He's at like my 10 o'clock. And right at noon is Allison Rosen.
High noon.
Yes.
Your
Thank
best friend.
You for
Don't
being here.
Fuck with my
it
levels.
It sounds awful now.
No.
Everything sounded so
everything
good.
Everything was going into the red a second ago, and now it's not. So it's fine.
It's because he turned down the headphones.
Trust me. I'll just mix it later. I'll mix it later. I have to.
There we go. How's that sound?
That sounds good.
I feel like "I'll mix it later" are famous last words. Has
Fix
this happened before?
Fix it in post. No, I don't think so. I have. Once I leave the studio, I don't know what happens to the show. I'm lucky enough.
We don't
that,
publish it, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Why are
yeah,
you
this
so
is
quiet?
The first episode, right?
This is all a ruse.
Will you turn my Tyler up a little bit?
My Tyler. Oh,
my tie, tie.
Oh,
you turn my tie, tie up a little.
That's sweet.
Will you pet my Anderson over there?
We have a special guest tonight.
Yes, we have a special guest, Allison
a rare
Rosen.
Occursion?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the more rare occursion.
This is the rarest of occursions.
Here's the rarest of occursions.
Okay.
Yesterday, we hear that Tai Tai might not be able to join the program.
Your Tai Tai?
My Tai Tai, because
and
he's got the Emmys.
And they got very excited.
And I was like, fuck yeah, finally, no Tai Tai. So I shoot a text over to Mr. Carano. And you have to understand this. Mike Carano is one of my favorite people in the world. He's one of my best friends in the world. He married my wife and I. Like, he was our minister.
Aww.
Ever since I've brought him into my life, he's been one of my favorite people. And we're parallel on so many things. And he's like my go-to guy when I have issues and I need to get his take on
things. Notice the intro I got compared to that.
Yours
yeah, but
my
I feel like it's leading up into something negative.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah, this is a big disclaimer.
I never ask Mike for anything because he... I know how his brain works, and if you ask him for something, he immediately shuts down and feels like he's committed to it, and he has huge regret immediately, and I don't like to do that.
Oh, it's good that you recognize
Mike,
that,
can
though.
Can you go get me another pizza?
Really?
Look, you just fucking did it.
Yeah, he was making a point. So I realized what the predicament we were in, and I said, hey, Mike, can you do a show at 8:30? Tai Tai probably can't make it, and can you get a guest? And Mike said, cool, yes. That's what he wrote in the text.
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, I walk up. Not only has Tai Tai made it, but he also brought in Allison Rosen.
He produced on this special occursion.
Guess when I did it.
It's a rare occasional.
This afternoon.
Occursion.
4 p.m. or so.
You're too quiet, Michael.
This is a nightmare.
How's that? You don't whisper when you're trying to figure out the level.
Just check 1, 2.
Why? I have a question
yeah.
for My Anderson.
Mm. What up?
When
That's not a bad name.
No,
My Anderson?
It's nice.
My Chemical Anderson?
Knowing that Mike Carano, if you ask something of him, he shuts down. And then what happens after? He just shuts down? Or is there something before?
He will say yes and He's then immediately have
yes.
regret.
Right. And then shut down.
And then shut down.
And then probably then overthink it.
Overthink it. And he'll expend twice, maybe three times the amount of energy than it would take to actually do whatever it was in thinking about it, stressing about it, and not doing it.
I relate to that. Now, my question is, knowing that that's how he is, when he wrote you back and said, cool, he can do this,
right.
were you like, okay, well, this is probably the end of our friendship because he's shut down?
No, I was pleased to see that he was so matter-of-fact about it with cool, yes.
It was very quick.
I think he's making some progress because he's been so busy lately. I think that he's getting better in his life. And the busier, I heard this tip a long time ago, Allison, and I love it. It says, if you need somebody to do you a favor or do something for you, ask the busiest person you know because they will fit it into their schedule.
That's
yes.
so rude, though.
It's so true, though, right?
It's both rude and true. Yeah, no, when I have a bunch of things going on, then I'm not stressing about something happening a week from now. Whereas when I have nothing, I'm like, oh, I can't handle Thursday.
Yeah.
I can't relate to either of these things.
Well, Tyler, you're like an anomaly, which I think in the room you're an anomaly, but I think more people are like Ty than us.
What is he like?
Great, go with the flow. Handsome, funny,
lazy stoner,
smart,
selfish, incredibly selfish, but he's lovable, so it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is this true?
He's pretty selfish, dude.
I don't think so.
He's fairly selfish.
Well, of course you don't think so.
He's pretty selfish guy.
Like how? Wait, so? How do you,
yeah, I don't. I've never seen that.
I'm saying this about a man who literally dropped off probably 30 pounds of baby clothes to my house a couple weeks ago. Probably about 30 pounds, right?
Yeah, arguably.
Yeah. Nah. He's a millennial. What do you want? You
know
what
I mean? Oh, just lump me in.
He's like, you know, hashtag is his business. That's what he does for a living.
That's right.
It is
right.
My business. That is.
Hey, I heard an ad today on the way here. It was on the old KFI. And I think it was for Geico or some bullshit insurance. And it said, in the time that you could social media and an embarrassing moment in your life, and then you hear a horrible woman with horrible voice saying, hashtag epic fail. You could save money on car insurance. And I'm like, that's what the writers came up with? They came up with hashtag
the writers?
Fair? Epic fail?
The writers?
They got writers. Yeah. What do you think, the president of the company is like writing hashtag?
Mr. Geico?
Yeah, developing little talking geckos is very expensive.
How did that work, by the way? How did that entice you to get insurance?
We're just dumb.
We are so dumb.
People are just dumb.
Does anyone here have Geico?
Fuck no.
No, but I have Mercury. I got suckered into their bullshit.
Here's a little tip is you don't buy the insurance that is advertising the most because you know that they're going to cost a lot because they have to because they're using so much money to advertise.
I want to get the general now that he has Shaq. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, yeah. How about this?
Is that local?
You see this in the Valley
1-800-CALL-GENERAL-NOW.
I know, the little dude called General now.
Okay, what about
for the best car insurance rates in town?
Car insurance in the Valley that caters to Mexicans that's got the hot chick
on
the back.
Adriana's.
What is that?
The accident I was in.
It's all in Spanish, and it's got some hot chick with her boobs sticking out.
No, nor am I.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, speaking of hot chicks with boobs, I don't know if the hot chick really works, but guess who passed me today while I was sitting at a red light
at Crescent Heights and Sunset.
I see Angeline rolling by very slowly in her Corvette, and the back is all fucked up. Yeah. She got rear-ended. Oh, no. It's all like taped together.
I've seen two different people Instagram her taped together fender. Question, how did we all know it was going to be Angeline? Because surely in this town there are more people with boobs. Her.
Because
Angeline has become a fascination of the show over the last few weeks.
But how you came up? Well, you're obviously a big listener of the program,
right? That's why.
So, top of mind, Angeline, yes. You were thinking that already from listening to the last couple episodes.
It's too bad you didn't see her on Flash Friday, son.
Stop it! He's doing Lycus. We shouldn't do that. Really,
really,
we should not do Lycus on the show ever.
Why?
Tie.
We love Lycus.
Flash Friday.
We do.
You remember that? That was a thing. Mm. Flash your lights and
said,
chicks will.
But I don't actually know. You don't know this.
He's an insanely sexist talker.
Oh no, I know who Lycus is.
Tom Lycus. Flash Fridays was this thing that went on for probably a decade or two.
Ladies, I want you to pay attention to all those roads and say thank you to those fine truckers out there.
What you're supposed to do
when you guys do this. I hate when you do this.
When you see them flash the lights, Flash Friday.
Oh, I see.
And then you're supposed to flash brights if you're listening to Lycus, and then hopefully other chicks are listening to Lycus too, and they're going to flash their boobs on Flash Friday.
And guys would call in, they'd be like, Dad?
Yes, son.
Just saw a nice pair. Thanks, Dad.
Love it, son. Love it. What do they look like?
How did that ever become a thing, flashing people?
Flashing things is awesome.
I understand how Flash became a thing, but how did Tom Lycus Flash Friday become a thing?
How did Lycus become a thing?
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, change the topic.
I want to talk about flashing though first.
You guys all have kids. Isn't that weird?
Not yet.
I'm the only one that has kids. Kid.
Allison's at that point where she's pregnant, but it's kind of hard to tell. Like maybe
I could
just
be fat.
Maybe she's depressed. And she's been eating a
lot of
ice.
Well, why does it have to be one or the other, you know?
So I was to the point where I first saw her. I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, Allison, either pregnant or she's a little sad.
Oh, you didn't know she was pregnant?
I didn't know.
Oh.
I haven't listened to that part of the program of hers.
That part?
Yeah.
You just always skip right over that part?
But she was talking, about how you're in that in-between phase, which
is
troubling.
I think that I just, today in this outfit, which is maternity jeans, I think that I look more pregnant than fat, but I feel like I've just tipped into the more pregnant than fat. But I understand the hesitation to assume a woman is pregnant because you could insult her.
Easily.
You know, there's one way to tell, son.
Tyler, he doesn't like it when you do that. Why do you like it now? You're laughing now.
This is so stupid. Uh-huh. I don't get it. Do our listeners even know who Tom Likas is?
Yeah, I think I'm so.
I'm sure.
Well, are your listeners millennials? Because they won't know.
A number of them young. Are, yeah.
Go,
yeah,
on, go on YouTube and type in
don't
Tom Likas.
Feed that beast. Don't do that.
No, it's like it's old clips of people.
Do you want to hear what one of our listeners did recently? Lourdes?
Mm. I thought she stopped listening to the show.
She did.
She said she was going to stop listening.
Yes.
She sent us like a breakup letter.
Yeah.
But it might have been a suicide letter. It's hard to tell. And she sends us really nice care packages.
I love that you know your listeners by name.
We know a number of
our
listeners.
But the depth of which you know this, it doesn't suggest that you have a ton of listeners.
Well,
how dare you?
I know you do. I'm sorry.
No, any
kind of... Is 150 a ton?
Any kind of population, any kind of...
It's
any kind
it's actually
of audience.
Like 25. We've had some deaths recently.
There's always a few that you're going to get to know. Like even
that's
like,
true.
You know, when I worked on Loveline, which was a little show, but like there was the guys that called in all the time and
Loveline's
the girls
back.
I have no idea about any of that.
It's back.
I don't want to talk about it.
It was published.
I'm playing
it's
dumb. I have no idea what you're talking
about. Loveline with Amber Rose.
Stop it. Why are we talking about this?
Dr. Donahue.
Whoever that is.
Yeah, we shouldn't talk about this because I don't want to know about it.
Why?
It's just the whole thing is just fucking gross and upsetting.
Yeah, for me too.
And the person that I would attack in this scenario is not here to defend herself, so I'm not going to do that.
No, who's that?
Miss Rose?
No. Mm. I worked with a woman for 17 years side by side on Loveline, and never once did I step on her feet, and we got along shockingly for those 17 years.
And
I also have been known to do a podcast or two in my life, and Loveline goes off air. I'm the only one who's really feeling the pinch.
Yeah, you're the only one that lost your money.
And kept making money. She hasn't lost a dime. Drew already had his money. And, you know, there was no one else, really. I had phone screeners, but even the phone screeners are still working in care. I'm the only one, right? And then when it gets brought back, the person who's bringing it back, who I worked with for 17 years, who knows that I am heavily involved in these things called podcasts, brings it back, not even a phone call or a text or nothing. Not that I wanted
I didn't
to
know that.
Be
didn't offered
mean to a
open
job,
this
but,
can of worms. Whoops.
But it's just, it's unbelievable, this business and how things like this happen on the fucking regular. It's just so gross.
I
and
could
upsetting.
Tell you some stories about how much I hate my bosses.
She was never my boss.
You know, it'll make you feel better, son.
But that relationship obviously is over,
it's
right?
I'm
slowly going to sleep.
Right. Well, do you have a sense of why this happened? Like, are they not rolling anyone over?
I have a person that I can call that will give me the dirt on all of this over there at CBS, but
let's call him up.
Either she
but would you want to do that again?
No, but it's just the fucking courtesy of it. I would never do that to her. I would never dream of doing that to her. And remember when I was talking about somebody going dark suddenly and not calling me back?
Yeah.
Suddenly, that's why. I now have a fucking answer why she decided to just cut me off.
Oh, you know what?
Off.
That makes sense.
Makes perfect sense, but it's just fucking gross and upsetting. And I know what her thinking is. It's because she thinks that, you know, she was always worried that I was going to take over her job or, like, step on her feet or, you know, try and trump her, and she was on Loveline before me. But still, you know, at least do the courtesy call.
17 years. I mean, come on.
The fact that it's just... it's gross. And plus, I don't agree with it.
That's why you got to dump that bitch, son.
Loveline is like, it's got a legacy.
You bang
and
them
it's
and cling
been
them.
There forever. And now it's going to, you know, go how down.
How do you know all this? All this terminology?
We've gone over this before. Hump them and dump them, bang them and clang them, fuck them and chuck them. Hey, he couldn't say that one on air.
No, you don't think. Anyways.
I agree. They should just change the names.
Try to get some levity,
different.
Son.
And I think it's going to get ugly because I don't think that they own the name outright. I think that Drew feels like I can't imagine what Drew's feeling about all this. I have not talked to him. But, I don't want to.
Really?
I don't think it's fair to talk
really
about it.
Scratched open. Yeah, he's right. We shouldn't talk about it.
No.
Just Allison, how are your hormones doing?
My hormones are okay.
Speaking of hormones.
Allison's due in March. Really? You're due in March, right?
I'm due in February 4th is my due date.
Valentine's baby, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's right.
But
so,
I mean, do you notice, are your emotions different? Is your
Mike just said emotions while doing like the breast growing.
No, I didn't. I was like this, like gesture. I didn't know your emotions bigger.
Asking the tough questions, son.
You learn that he doesn't like that, and now that's all you're like,
of course,
you are
but
like.
But I brought him over to the dark side.
Mm-hmm. All right, hormones.
It hasn't been that crazy, except that I was watching television. I mean, it's like the cliche. I was watching television. I was not aware that I was feeling worked up or anything, and all of a sudden there were tears in my eyes.
Was it the commercial with the dog who can't make friends with a baby?
The lion dog.
Yeah.
Amazon.
Because I almost cry every time I see that.
I haven't seen this one. I don't think I could handle it.
It makes me tear up a little.
The music is expert music. Perfect.
No, whatever it was something where it didn't make sense on the face of it. Why? So I am hormonal.
I cry whenever that Mother's Day commercial comes on where the little old lady doesn't get any mail and then the neighbors send her a Mother's Day card.
I'm not familiar with this one.
I don't know. Me neither, but I'm going to cry right now.
What are you watching?
It's a little old lady who doesn't get any mail. And the little girl across the street notices that she's checking her mailbox
every day.
And she writes her letter and puts it in the mailbox.
Was it an ad for the post office?
It's an ad for Mother's Day.
What kind of an ad? For Mother's Day, there's no such
thing. I don't know what it's an ad for.
It's got to be Hallmark. It
might be Geico.
Have you ever seen a Hallmark? Is there a Hallmark ad?
Yeah.
There is?
I don't think so.
There's Hallmark ads.
I've never seen a, for a stroller on TV, and I've never seen an ad for a Hallmark.
Shoebox Greetings is a division of Hallmark, and I think I know this because there had to have been commercials for them years ago.
See?
What?
But years ago. Shoebox Greetings. Mm.
This is why we bring you on. The hard-hitting
greeting cards.
There's also Mahogany, if we want to talk about this again.
What is that?
That's for the black community. Oh. Has their own line
of greeting cards called
Mahogany cards, yes.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Where do I find them?
Online. And in
the Jerry Curl store.
Hey!
What?
I said liquor stores, which was terrible.
You did?
But there probably are some in liquor stores. I don't know. I have not seen them in
you
stores.
Both are awful.
No, no.
You were like realistically awful, and he was.
I was trying to make a bad off-color joke.
We are very racist on this show.
No, we're not very racist on this show. No,
I'll
we're
be
not.
The judge of that.
We're
yes,
not.
You are.
No, we're not really, but people.
We broach some things that most whitey people as white as us would not broach.
It's,
for sure.
Right. It's normally.
Reading cards.
It's a running gag, and then we had some listeners call up and they wanted us to do the Blacko disaster, which we did.
Yeah.
We
oh, boy.
We had three black guys come in, and we debated the whole thing for probably 2 hours, and it was. Maybe the best show we ever did.
Tyler played clips of us talking about things that were questionable from years past.
that they brought in. What do you mean they? Our guests brought in.
Why you got to call them that?
That's what I just mm-hmm. did that whole soliloquy
but,
myself.
But they, Avery
that's such a smart
in particular.
Idea.
Avery's one of the great listeners of our programming. He was actually one of the extras in one of my shorts that I made about Mike Carano. And he brought in all the clips. They also brought in 40s and Kool-Aid, purple flavored Kool-Aid to run with the stereotype.
Right.
But some of the clips
that's extremely funny. Uncomfortable.
They fucked our girlfriends.
They didn't do that.
Well, not the first time they were on the show. Oh, I can't believe
And then they impregnated them and left. See, that would have been racist to say that.
When
we first talked about Mahogany cards, I remember Mike saying this because it was very funny. In the Father's Day card, it says, "Son, sorry I left." Like, that's what they all say. See, that's a little racist, but it's funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
That's even weirder to back it up with, but it's funny. That's a little racist, but it's funny. It's
yeah,
true.
You're right. That makes it worse.
Doesn't make it worse. This is my old argument, though. If it is funny, you think it's funny. You think it's funny because it's so wrong, and you see how offensive it is. If you don't think it's funny, it's just like, why is that? That's not funny. That's just true. That'd be like saying the sky is blue is not funny because it's not because it's just so true.
Mm-hmm.
But we realize how it's
it's like NAMBLA.
Stereotype.
Like I think NAMBLA is hilarious because it's so ludicrous and so horrific.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a butt?
No.
There's plenty of butts.
I think the fact that we live in a world where there's adult men who are in love with 8-year-old boys.
Well, that's been going on for
centuries.
And
they thought they should have an organization and have public meetings.
Here's the fact that they organized.
Yeah, it's so insane.
Yeah, I love the fact that... And that was before the internet.
It's beyond Westboro Baptist Church for insanity.
Is it like I would like to talk to other people who share my interests?
Yeah, but they do it publicly. They used to do it in a library in San Francisco, and they would have meetings, and they would...
Wait, was it in the kids section?
Tyler, Sue. Children. we'll go there.
What's the second A? Because it's National Association of Man Boy Love.
I didn't know there was a second A. I thought it was just North American Man Boy Love Association.
Oh.
North American. Yeah.
There we go.
All right, enough with the NAMBLA. I just heard about the BBC.
What?
And they're diddling. They've been diddling boys for centuries. For decades.
The television?
Yeah. Just learned this from a bloke last night.
This might be hearsay.
I'm familiar with this.
Are you? You are, right?
I've heard of the BBC, but I didn't know that they were debuggering or what have you.
Apparently like it goes up to the high echelon, and it's been a big story now for a while, but we don't hear so much about it over here because pretty much all news that we get when you think about it from like the UK and across the pond, where do we get... our news from the BBC, right?
Oh, interesting.
In other news, we've been diddling people all morning. How's it over there, chaps?
But apparently,
it
like
goes
one
all
guy,
the way to the top.
Okay, last night I was catching up with my buddy.
Okay, I just got to say, that story sounds not true because what are the odds that there's a ton of people at the BBC that are pedophiles?
Well, I don't know if I can.
It's quite a small island, my friend.
I don't know if I can handicap it, but I was catching up with Mickey last night. He just got. Do you know Mickey?
Mickey Janison?
Yeah, you know
him. I do know him. Yes, I do.
Mickey just got back from.
I've probably known him longer than you've known him.
I think you probably have. You go way back. Mickey Janison is my right hand man and my all my cold cockle stuff. He's like my co-producer, and he shot all of the shorts that we did a year and a half ago. And he's my right-hand man for the upcoming feature, Groupers. And he just got back in town.
Facebook.com/GroupersTheMovie.
GroupersTheMovie.com. And he's been overseas for the last 5 months working on a Christopher Nolan movie. He's in his camera department as first AC. And we're trying to catch up at this great South African bar called Springbok. South African. Out in
the
valley.
Sounds amazing.
It's pretty sweet. They like pretty serve hip. Like authentic.
Why does that
like,
sound amazing?
South African? How often do you get to go to South African places?
Never.
Our waitress looks like Yolandi.
Yeah, is Chappie there?
Chappie is not there. Mm. They're kind of ashamed of Chappie, I think. But this British
Lara
guy.
Was Logan there?
It's
the only South African pull that I have.
Lara Logan?
Lara Logan, she's a was a news commentator, and then she was assaulted. And
thanks for
she's
keeping
very
the
beautiful.
Theme of the show. We just drag it down with super uncomfortable topics constantly.
So I'm Googling BBC child abuse for the first time, and nothing's really coming. Oh, wait, Jimmy Savile.
Oh,
this
yeah, I heard about that.
Sexual
that was
abuse
a big
scandal.
Story.
It's a big story. So this British bloke comes out of the South African bar. Mickey and I are trying to catch up. And this British bloke, he just inserts himself in the conversation, sits down, starts smoking a cigarette, telling us about how he's out here because he's part of a reality show called Below Deck. And his first episode,
I've seen that.
His first episode airs episode 4. I know all about it. He gets you if you watch it.
It's on Bravo.
It's on Bravo. He has something about his beard or something being an issue, and then launches into this tirade about the BBC and how they fuck kids. And he was real personable. This reality star.
Do you feel like he's a good source, trustworthy?
I realized that as I was bringing it up on the show, Allison, and my heart was sinking as I was looking it up on Google. But thank God,
yeah. It also seems weird that you would go to another country to complain about stuff in your country. Like I'm
I liked
not going to go over there and
it was
complain
refreshing.
About L.A. traffic.
It was refreshing because usually
and then when I'm coming down La Siena, I go, hey, where are you guys going?
Where are they going? Why are they leaving? Why are they
come
fleeing
back,
your
come back, guys.
Stimulating conversation about L.A. traffic? I liked it because usually people like from other countries come over here and they just shit all over America. That's usually how it happens, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right, but he had hometown
hold hand dirt. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, tell Mickey I say hi. I could have shared that with you after the podcast, but I like to save the gold for on air.
How do you know Mickey?
I know Mickey.
They banged. He's the father.
Well,
that's why he's back in town.
That'd be a really long acting semen because I haven't seen him in years. I know him because he and I have a mutual friend
named Anderson.
I wish he had not asked this question.
Named Dalton.
It's not riveting.
It's not
a good story.
Unlike the child molesting BBC
story.
That
was pretty good. A lot of our listeners probably didn't know. Now they know.
We have a mutual friend. And then I ended up interviewing Mickey's band.
The Clones.
Just Plain Big. Band called Just Plain Big?
No.
The
Clones.
No, it wasn't the Clones. Mm. It was the band he was in before Priss.
Mm-hmm.
What's he in?
He was not in Priss. His friend is in Priss, Bert Thomas.
He was in Priss.
Are you guys trying to have a Mickey off?
Oh, right. He was in Priss.
This
text
is not
him.
Important.
I swear he was in Priss.
Let me tell you what's important.
It's important to me.
Going
anyway,
to my Subway.
Band. What?
Going to my Subway at 1:30 in the morning 2 nights ago. A very large woman is making me my sandwich. It's always a little bit uncomfortable to be in there, especially Subway, because there's like drunk people standing on either side of you or cops.
She'll say pregnant.
This time I was by myself, so it was kind of nice. This large woman was making me my sandwich. Here's what was troubling. Doesn't matter that she was large, but it was kind of odd when you think about how unsexually attractive she was because she was massive. When this song is blaring out of this little box that she has plugged into her phone behind her. Subway. We're at Subway. And you guys, Allison, you might be familiar with this song. Here's how the chorus goes. I want to fuck right now. I want to fuck right now. I just keep saying it over and over again. Very loud.
My husband and I, that was our first song that we
danced
to.
That was the first song you danced to? I could see that.
Mm-hmm. We're romantic.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
I'm not getting it right, like the cadence and how it goes. It was quite catchy, but it's just on a loop. And then there was another girl in the back. Like, you know,
how uncomfortable was the engineer in the recording studio when that guy was making that record?
That's uncomfortable, but at least you know that he's making it for a certain.
You got to give me 20 minutes at least.
I'm just trying to get a sandwich, a footlong here, and, yeah. and already there's the stigma of there's the stigma of like you know Jared doing the BBC thing. So, and now I got the Fuck Right Now song blaring. It's not what it's not the image that Subway is trying to promote. I don't think,
especially after the whole Jared thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know.
You get like a little chubby. Just like little,
not at all. I just kept looking at her telling cucumbers, green peppers, and then I was looking at the speaker and looking at her like, do you hear what's happening right now? I'm a customer in here.
Wait, they played on the radio?
It was coming out of her phone.
Which is where
she brought in her playing personal it on purpose. Music.
Like on her jawbone or whatever they call those little boxes. That
yeah,
make
her jawbone.
What
yeah.
They're called jawbones, aren't they?
Oh, I thought you said Bluetooth.
Jawbox. I think it's Jawbox.
I think you're right. I think it's Jawbox.
Yeah.
But it was odd.
I think so.
And then I got an argument because she overcharged me.
What?
I want to fuck right now. It just kept saying it.
So you get cucumbers on your sandwich? Oh, that's what I got from this. What kind of sandwich?
It's what
I get cukes. Is that weird?
I get cukes on the Veggie Delight, which is delicious. Veggie Delight with avocado.
Oh, not this story again.
Veggie Delight with avocado. Here's, extra vinegar.
And then what time do you leave to get to Death Valley?
Stop it.
8 a.m.
Here's what's been happening no matter what Subway I go to, no matter who's making my sandwich, whatever artisan is making my sandwich. Because they call themselves artists. They do.
I know they do.
Sandwich artists.
They haven't done that for years.
Here's what I say. I say a couple of jalapenos. Okay. Every time I say that, no matter who's making the sandwich, whether it's the massive woman listening to I Want to Fuck Right Now or some blonde kid down the street, they take a giant handful and they double it up. Okay. And I don't know what that is. And
are they cut?
But what I'm saying is just a couple. I say just
a
couple.
But
are they cut? Yeah, they're cut.
Maybe she's trying to add it up to the whole thing.
Oh, maybe that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Floopy goober, motherfucker.
Man, got the fucking goober. They ain't ready for what we about to bring back. Let's see if this is it. Who is that? Whoa.
It's already bad.
It wasn't quite this aggressive.
Like, we already said things we shouldn't say.
We didn't say it.
It wasn't quite that aggressive. Yeah.
Does this sound like it at all? Was it more of like a dance track?
Yeah, it was more like dancey. More like I could see myself if I was like in my prime and like, you know, maybe slipping this song on if I was with the lady. Like maybe
what?
Get her in the mood.
What are you talking about?
Back in the day, you'd have like...
That would never, ever...
Nowadays, that's what it is, though.
No,
like,
that is ridiculous.
That's what it is now. Yeah.
No.
No. Wait. Ooh, this sounds like Nicotina. Get to the hook, bitch. Ooh, I like the Liam Neeson. Nah, this is too aggressive.
I don't like how many times the N-word's been said on this show so far.
Back in the day.
I do like how many times it hasn't been said by any of us.
You listen to a little Tom Jones, right?
Sure.
Yeah. We're getting better.
I still listen to Tom Jones.
Maybe some subliminal messages in there. Maybe just, you know, some romantic
stuff.
Okay,
I don't think you're going to sway someone into having sex with you by the music you put on.
It's the new way.
It's the new way. It's the old way. It's
what you do is you
Al
swipe
Green,
right or left, and then you find someone who's down, and then they come over, and you just pop on that "I Want to Fuck Right Now" song, and bang, it's over.
They're already there. I don't think the music's going to change anything.
How many people have you? All right, Allison,
that's the only song that comes up when you search.
I don't get
fuck
this.
Right now,
maybe I'm just
song.
Old.
You don't get the song,
or you don't get the idea of
I. If I was a woman. First of all,
ask Allison if she have you
if,
ever
if
been.
If I were a woman and I met some guy and I went over to his house and he puts on a song like that, I would be scared.
Yeah, but you've already
well, we have a
met
woman
him on
here.
Tinder, so you're already.
All
like,
right, we have a lady here. Let's ask Allison. Has it ever happened? Have you ever been on a date and then a guy like thinks he's sly and he tries to like play some kind of suggestive?
Let's get
music?
Back to men talking about how women feel.
Yeah.
let me stop
no,
you right there.
No, that's never happened. But if he put on some like very overt bump and grind
sex,
kind
sex,
of
sex,
music.
Sex.
No, not that. Oh, something okay. like that. But something that's supposed to put me in the mood. I
if
think I'd be more
ride
turned off.
With me. Like something like that.
I think I'd be more turned off potentially by Tom Jones. By like, this is
what?
Now fuck music. I think I would be more turned off by fuck music with a capital F than by... something with a more grinding beat.
Okay. Like just come up front with it. Don't try and trick me.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
Right.
But the music wouldn't have an impact, right? If you're on a date with somebody you like, let's just say go as far as kissing.
The music
not
would not
sex.
Have an impact.
Yeah, the music wouldn't.
Yeah. I want a sandwich.
No, exactly.
I need some
now,
cukes.
Let's throw all that food in the garbage and go get Subway.
Oh, sorry, it's some white bitch named Candy.
I don't like that you're calling people bitches.
Yeah, you have said bitch a lot.
I know. What's up with that?
You're like,
well, I mean, when the music sounds like this, I think it's kind of part of the lingo.
Get to the hook,
I don't like
bitch.
I don't like it.
That was a quote from
you. Is it Candy, like C-A-N-D-Y-E?
I'm sorry. Am I being misogynistic on this episode? I don't want to.
You're
do
being
that.
A lot of things on this episode.
Okay, right. So our
Bunny's
listener,
not one of
I started
them.
Off by calling you my tie. I thought Brooke Candy is her name. C-A-N-D-Y.
Brooke Candy.
Yeah, Brooke Candy, and she is the new official spokesperson
for
Subway.
Her parents they like guaranteed that their child would make a song called I Want to Fuck Right Now when they named her Brooke Candy.
I don't think that's probably her real name.
No, it's 100% her real name. Mm-hmm. I know people's real names.
Mm-hmm. How?
Also, it's just a thing I have.
Or does it hurt a little bit? Are you angry with me because I found it and you're supposed to be the internet
guy? Yeah, I'm really bad.
Is that upsetting you?
Our listener, Lourdes, who
comes
to the live shows, pretty much doesn't speak, right?
No.
Sits in the back of the room.
Yeah, she's very sweet.
Brings us gifts.
Yes.
That's nice.
Guess where she's been for weeks?
Iran.
Scotland at the Edinburgh Festival watching Puddles over and over and over.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Puddles pity party. Have you seen him?
I have not seen him, but I did my podcast live at Bumbershoot last year, and he also was there, and I saw him backstage, and I heard good things.
It's great.
Great things. Yeah.
It's great
the
things.
The man's
phenom. What's his act like?
He sings. But he's got a beautiful, he's got the voice of an angel.
Voice of an angel, yeah.
He comes,
he's got a presence. He's got such a presence.
He's a true clown, and I never know what clowns really did.
What they could
do. But the act is all-encompassing.
He changes your mind about what clowning
could
be.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you seen him live yet, Titan?
He readjusts your frame of reference.
Here's what he did
clown.
Downstairs. He sat in the front row for the entire show eating out of a paper bag.
Like hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, like six hard-boiled eggs. He made a sandwich at
he's
the table.
He's
6'8". Yeah.
Wait, and why are we doing this? Our listeners
I just
want
to explain
to
Allison.
Times.
And he sits there making everyone uncomfortable for an hour.
That's his thing?
Then he goes up on stage.
Sounds like
and
our
he takes
show.
About 7 minutes to even say one thing. It just you're just on
but
edge.
He doesn't say anything. He sings.
And
the only
so
thing that comes out of his mouth is...
But then he starts singing... And it's stunning and it's beautiful. And I watched an entire room full of people with their arms crossed, pissed off, scared.
Because other things were happening on the stage.
Wait in line
during this.
To hug him at the end of the show. Every single person waited to get a hug from Puddles at the
Puddles
end of the
Cuddles.
Show. I got two hugs.
Yeah. We highly recommend.
If he hadn't made everyone so uncomfortable first, would it still have been as good?
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been cultivating this character for some time and pushing the envelope and trying to figure it. When I saw him at the Roxy with the wife, and I'm sorry, I know we've been down this, guys. I know a lot of you have already heard this. Well,
but Allison hasn't heard
I haven't.
It.
Allison is a party
years.
Of one. We're talking
party
to
of two
150
right now,
people.
Actually.
She's our guest.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking to 150 people.
Two guests.
147.
Yeah, I've got a guest inside.
But with someone at the Roxy, he comes out, and he actually comes out from behind the audience and walks down, and he's just looking all uncomfortable, and he has a little, like a suitcase that says Puddles. He goes up on stage. He sets up. There's a lot of uncomfortable laughter coming from the audience, and he's, like, adjusting the mic, and then he goes down, and he sits down, and then he fucks around. He's just fucking around for probably about 8-9 minutes. He's eating probably about 6-7 pieces of gum. Then he takes the gum out. He puts it on top of his thing, and people react to that. And then he finally sings a song. And then once the song's done, he starts fucking around again. He goes out. He gets people in the audience. He just picks random people, brings them up on stage, tells them to sing a song. And he sits down in the corner and he's just like he's reading a magazine and he has them like karaoke to like, some song.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's his act. He's constantly fucking with the audience.
It sounds
it
terrible.
Makes you terrified. It makes
gets
you
other
terrified.
People to do his work.
You get very scared that he's going to like come
genius.
Pick you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You get terrified.
The only
but you recommend it because that doesn't sound enjoyable. What you're talking
absolutely.
About?
It was
it'll change.
It was truly beautiful.
My
it'll
life?
Change. It will kind of a little bit change
it,
your life.
It
yeah.
was. It was beautiful. When I saw him here, it was beautiful, and I couldn't stop thinking.
It
about
makes
it.
You think of clowns differently, and you just you wake up the next day and you need more Puddles.
Because I don't have a good feeling about clowns.
No one does.
Who does?
No one does.
You know those sad hobo clown paintings?
Yes.
Anderson has 100 of them in his house.
Not
do
true.
You know who has a good feeling about clowns?
They're all velvet.
Monique Who? Powell, singer of Save Ferris. Do you know
she
that
likes,
band?
Yes.
She loves clowns.
Really?
She thinks they're beautiful. She loves sad, down
like
on their luck,
thing?
Bum clowns. Well, this is based on when I interviewed her 1,000 years ago. Maybe she's over clowns.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I just remember even at the time thinking, who loves clowns?
Yeah.
She also, I think, loves chickens.
Oh, my wife loves chickens.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a lot of chickens in your house to go with your clowns?
We drove by a place just the other day and it said baby chickens for sale. And she was doing her damnedest to talk me into buying one.
You know what? My dream is to roll around in a bunch of baby chickens.
So did you say roll around?
Like they're so soft.
A lot of crushing.
No, like hundreds of them so they could absorb my body weight. And they're bathed before I roll
around
in them.
The bottom ones die?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you can't gotta go be on careful like a ball
with
your
body. Like but sitting in a bathtub full of baby like a ball pit. Of chicks, I think you can't could do that.
The bottom ones will
okay,
still die.
I lay down and someone puts them on top personally. Of me.
That works.
They go to the bathroom first, then they're cleaned.
You know, you think baby chickens are the cutest thing ever, and then they do the most horrific act, which is they find a baby chicken with like one black feather and they peck it to death.
Do they really do that?
Yes.
Are you sure?
And fuck them because it's mob mentality.
I wonder if anyone's ever tried to make foie gras with a baby chicken.
I'm sure. There's a lot of sick French chefs out there.
McDonald's is probably all trying to make McGraw.
I think ducklings are cuter than baby chicks.
Ducklings are pretty cute. Super cute, especially when they're following mama. Yeah.
All babies are cute.
I think I told this story, and it's awful, but I was on the 5 freeway, and I saw a bunch of cars stop, and it was like in the middle of like rush hour traffic, and it looked like something slithering across the freeway. And then when I got up, I realized it was a mama duck and her 5 little ducklings traveling behind her, and they got to the median, and they were walking down like on the... Now they're in between, like, there's traffic, there's a median, traffic, and then where they should be on the side of the road, or, like, where the bushes were on the 5. And
where they should be.
There's no way they're ever going to, I can't believe they made it all the way across. And people stopped. Yeah. And all the little baby ducklings, and I called the police department, and they're like, yeah, we'll send somebody out there to clean it up. I'm like, clean it up? No, save them.
Yeah, save them.
What the fuck?
So then what happened? Did they not make it?
And then I called another police department, got the same thing.
Guns blazing. I just kept, shot them all.
I just kept going.
They saw the one with the black feather just started firing away.
Unloaded a steamroller on the side of the freeway. Hey, you guys know what time of year it is right now?
Sex.
It's tarantula mating season.
How did I hear about that?
And there are, apparently, there's, if you go hiking in the Santa Monica Mountains, there's a chance you could see dozens, if not hundreds. You can walk through.
Yes, you see them banging, like as they walk across?
No. You see them.
Do you know what it is?
Walking around.
Just something with 16 legs.
Tarantulas are attracted to the smell of pumpkin.
Tyler,
all those pumpkin spice lattes.
Tyler.
Oh. Everyone's like, oh my God, pumpkin spice.
Well, your story reminded me of when I was up by Santa Barbara cruising by Neverland Ranch. And I was
a British guy told me at a
South African bar.
Doing like 60 on this little windy mountain road. Mm-hmm. And it was at least 100 to 200 yards ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And my eye spotted a fucking tarantula in the middle of the street.
And you ran it over?
And I was so goddamn freaked out.
You know what
out.
I want to do is I want to lay down on like a pile of tarantulas.
I got a question for you guys.
Trained.
Right, I'm standing up
What
right
are now. You doing?
Can you see the side of my hair right there? See the side of my hair?
Yeah.
Yes.
It looks like it looks like, for those at home, it looks like Anderson's telling us
blonde
ghost stories.
What color is that hair right
blonde.
There?
It's the color of a ghost. No, I can't tell.
What color blonde. Is the hair right there?
I don't know, but if you were a baby chicken, I'd peck you to
death
right now.
With the light on it, it looks like there might... Well, now I can't see it.
Green?
With the light. I can't tell if the light is just making it look real light right there or if it's actually lighter right there.
Okay. The wife is convinced, and she's trying to convince me that I'm going gray and that I have gray on the side of my head, and I don't have gray hair, and I wanted to ask everyone's opinion.
Why is that a problem?
Because everyone knows that gray hair is not becoming Michael's left unless it's on your head.
It means you have gray nuts.
I have a lot of gray hair.
You have gray nuts?
I'm happy to be at my age, and I haven't grayed yet. And the wife is trying to say that I'm graying. And
make
I don't
Anderson
am.
Gray again.
What's wrong with you, Ty Ty?
I don't know.
Have you spent all your good stuff?
It's been a long week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tyler's gearing up for the Emmys.
It's going to be
a long week.
So
week.
Here.
Day on Saturday, Daddy bought a tux.
Yeah, you went and bought a tux, huh?
Yeah. Okay, I could rent one for $150 or I could go buy one for $200. So
I did the same thing when I had when
where
I
do you get a tux
dude,
for $200?
Could have saved $50
downtown. But, yeah, and now I can wear a tux like on the bus
you're
for no
not
reason.
Wear a tux. You're
plus,
you're gonna put on a bunch of weight now that you're a dad. You're gonna sit home
Excuse
and balloon
a bunch of
yeah, dad body oh, on its way to tux.
Dad,
I bought a tux too.
Oh yeah, well, so
oh,
did
no,
I.
No, not this story. No,
I bought a tux.
We get How to hear about a $600 tie.
I spent $200 for a tux,
Here we
and then
go.
I went to Nordstrom and spent $400 for a shirt and $400 for a tie.
Oh no!
So yeah, I went down to the Fashion District, and this place has like a million 5-star reviews on Yelp. And the second I walked in, the guy's like, "What do you need?" I was like, "Tux." He's like, "What are you like a 42 long?" I was like, oh, "Sure, I guess that's close."
He just eyeballs you?
Eyeballed me. He's like, pull this. He's like, do you want, what kind of collar do you want? I was like, that one. He's like, all right, go try it on. Does it fit? Yep. Okay, come to the front. checked me out, got me a shirt, bow tie, got me, the guy's like, the other guy goes, 17 and a half neck, 36, 37 arms.
No alterations.
No, I had to go to the tailor.
Oh, yeah. Well then this story is not impressive anymore.
That was nice the way you explained the whole transaction process.
The guy just saw me
process.
And knew my sizes.
Yeah, but then you had to get it altered, yeah, get so it altered. Sounds
that's
like he didn't.
Not quite perfect, right? The charger suits, for the alteration.
It's not that
suits,
hard, by the way. He works in a tuck
suits
shop.
Suits just come in one size.
If I work in a gym and someone...
Them, you have to get them tailored
don't
to your
act
body.
Like you know about
if you
fancy
don't get your
dressing,
suit tailored...
Don't act.
If I work in a restaurant and someone walks in, I'm going to go, hungry? How'd you know? If I work in a gym...
If you worked in a restaurant, though, and you said you want the butternut squash soup, that would be impressive. For that's exactly what... That's what Tyler was kind of going at. Yeah. The sizing people up.
I think people hate me in restaurants because I leave it up to them a lot.
Oh,
and I
yeah.
know that's annoying. I did it downstairs. I go, whatever you think I want. And they're like, fuck.
My buddy Derek, he never looks at a menu. He just says, "What if you were to take it to the waitress or waiter, he says, if you were out beyond break right now and you're able to make yourself whatever you want in that kitchen, that's what I want. You know how much
so
pressure?
Trusting.
They just
so much
grilled cheese
but then, no,
every
then,
time.
If he gets it and he doesn't like it, he tells them. It's really uncomfortable.
Oh,
I fucking
awful.
Hate it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't want to eat out with Derek.
Derek is intense.
Speaking of eating out with Derek.
Jeez, Mike, that's the dirtiest show in like weeks.
Why is that dirty? What? Speaking of eating out with Derek?
With the Tom Ligas voice, eating out means something very different.
All right. I'm sorry, Allison.
Did you need me to explain to you? I mean cunning lingus.
Thanks.
Wait, why do you leave it up to them? Because is it because you don't know?
Or
you
just, decisions. I'm so
similar.
Often. And it drives me nuts when I see other people do that.
I'm similar, but I don't want to cede the control to them. I want them to suggest something, and then I want to decide, no, I don't want that. I want something else, and then
exactly.
I feel bad.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to hear about the special. Just please don't
I don't either.
About the special.
I've never ordered a special.
I feel like you should order the special because it's like limited time. It's not going to be around. I feel like every restaurant scarcity. I've ever gone to, I've never found exactly what I want ever once.
Oh, it's kind of like life, isn't it?
I disagree
it does
with
kind
that.
Of feel like that.
No, I disagree.
There's I will certain. Look at a menu 3 or 4 times and like whatever I'm looking for, like I want like some kind of abalone or something that doesn't exist. I think I want something from old timey restaurants that they don't have. Like,
yeah.
Deer's
mussels
heart?
And cockles.
Did you say deer heart?
Deer heart,
or deer
yeah.
heart, yeah.
Mussels and cockles.
Yeah.
They probably still have that.
Oysters, mussels, and cockles. Remember from Game of Thrones? That's what you sold.
So oh, that's right.
The girl with no name.
You want like a dirty person in an alley giving you like.
That looks so good. Clams, mussels, and cockles.
We already know this about me, but you know what sucks? Is that
I'm
my own salesperson because I was out in Oxnard and I was pitching how good. Cotton candy is if you just want a sugar rush.
Two.
And then 5 minutes later, I have to have cotton candy no matter what happens. I better get some goddamn cotton candy in my mouth. And I'm walking this entire mall trying to find cotton candy. I ended up in Whole Foods and I bought cotton candy grapes for the second time.
Those are good.
$13 for a small bag.
What?
They're grapes that taste exactly
totally
like cotton candy.
I had one.
Jesus.
Yeah? And I was ready to have my mind blown.
Yeah.
And it just tasted like a grape to me. Do you have to have some special
gotta have the right
taste
pairing.
Bud?
Well, first you have to jam a bunch of cotton candy in your mouth and then wedge the grape into the blanket of cotton candy.
Like, do you really find that they taste exactly like cotton candy?
Absolutely. And everyone who I gave them to thought so as well, except for one person who thought they tasted like soap.
See, I'm wondering if it's like that. You know how some people can roll their tongue and some can't?
Yeah.
Is this a thing like that? Like, I just can't taste the cotton candy.
Well, some people,
since you have the weird cilantro tongue.
Some people's pee smells when they eat asparagus. Some people's
everyone's.
Doesn't. And some people can smell it. And
not
some
everyone.
Can't.
Nope. Yeah.
My pee smells almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I can
me
smell
too.
It. Yeah.
Me too.
Okay.
You know what's weird is I'm embarrassed by that, too.
Well, who wouldn't be?
It's yeah, it's, a,
smell
it's too much information.
Body.
Yeah, like if I'm at a urinal and I just ate asparagus, I'm like, oh, God.
You do blame it on someone else?
I don't like that I'm
like
allow myself
over there
to be judged.
Asparagus.
By
Have you guys seen the TV show for
yes,
Fox?
All of them.
It has not aired yet, but it's coming.
Son of Zorn.
And
probably
it's called,
not.
It's called Pitch.
Yes.
No.
And it's about the first female professional baseball player.
Yep.
And she's a pitcher. Mm-hmm. She plays for the San Diego Padres.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something so troubling about this.
Mm.
And I'm very upset by it.
What is it?
It's the Padres.
It's and maybe you guys can help me because the wife doesn't understand why I have such hatred for it.
What year was it?
It's coming out. It hasn't come out yet. But it's like some momentous thing that might happen one day and it would be rad to see like a woman playing professional
okay,
anything.
This didn't really happen?
This did not really happen.
Okay.
But they're using the real
big
league
sports guy over
they're
here.
They're using a real baseball team. And they're making this film, this TV show, as though it's like at this historic event, the first ever woman playing in a professional sport. the closest it's come is the Tampa Bay Lightning almost had a professional goaltender. She was female.
But then they dubbed close. That bitch.
But there's something so... there's something so bullshit about this fake event and them making an entire TV show around it. You know what I mean? If it was, yes. If it was a fake league or if another
time... I think
time,
your anger is misplaced because every TV show is fake.
But they're using real stuff.
Well, you love Empire, but you think this show's bothering you?
That's a fair point.
I don't like to admit that I like Empire.
No, you really love
funny.
It.
We do.
Do you feel
it.
Like it's self-congratulatory?
Which, what? The pitch?
Yeah.
I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's something really wrong about it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing.
I wanted to say, like, let's say they made a TV show about the first ever female president, but that doesn't seem nearly as bad.
Right.
And Veep. Is, you know, right there.
Okay, but here's the thing. How about from a woman's perspective? Do you know any girls that want to be professional baseball pitchers?
I'm sure there's plenty.
Yes.
Really? Sure there's a lot. Lauren, his wife, Tyler's wife, is almost in that category.
Yep. I hit your wife with a ball once when I fast pitched it to her.
You did. That's right.
That's pretty great.
What was this?
Like, I underhanded fast pitched a baseball at her and it nailed her.
When did this happen?
It was at the After Disaster Softball and Barbecue Shindig.
Thanks for the invite, Fox. Do you know what? Am I off base here? Should we move on?
Literally.
Let pitch go? Is there something weird about it?
I'm trying to figure out
why you're mad.
It bothers you. Well,
it's just a dumb idea.
And no, I feel like there's something troublesome about this. Like, imagine if we lived in a world where... But why is that troublesome? Is what I'm wondering.
I guess
Is it the
forced
part of
equality?
It that, yes, is that what's bothering you about?
No, well, it's almost like it's a celebration.
No, he's
too.
Mad
like,
because baseball is a man's game.
No,
will always
no, no.
be a man's
it's like
game.
It's like they're treating it like it's a celebration, and we're watching
game.
All this fake. Like it's finally happening, mm-hmm. but it hasn't happened. So why are we even talking about it? Because it why not? If it happened, it'd be fucking awesome. Let's actually watch the game. Let's not make a fake TV show about this fake event.
You could argue that it's mildly offensive that, like, this is so fantastical. We had to make a TV show because this will never actually happen in real life.
What's next, a show about a man being a secretary?
Hope never.
I want to watch that.
Canceled immediately.
Yeah.
Sorry, I started talking since I put food in my mouth.
You can't help yourself. You can't help yourself. I have a dumb question. Maybe one of three of you
can
help
me. I also
have
Juggalo news.
Oh, let's get right to that.
You sure? Let's tease them across the break. Stamps.com, everybody. It's what I use to send out all your thumb drives. I was spying on where our listeners live.
Why
have their
spying?
Addresses? So I was
have you sent everything off?
I was looking at that from Google Earth. I was.
What are you doing?
I was looking
Tyler?
At our listeners.
You're
place
stalking
in,
your
in
listeners.
Sweden and in the UK.
What are you doing?
I'm telling you what I'm doing. I'm looking at our listeners' home from Google Earth.
Why would you? Do
well, because
this?
The way that the
you're like the street view, so you can see the front of their house too.
Wait, we have listeners in Sweden.
Yeah.
Got listeners all over.
What's up, Elias?
Shoot the border, shoot the border after disaster.
I don't know if that's really the appropriate way to treat our listeners in Sweden.
That was one of my favorite characters in The Muppets, was the Swedish chef.
Mm-hmm.
I love
one?
That guy.
Actually,
what's your favorite Swedish film?
The Flea is the best one.
What's your favorite Swedish film?
Meatballs Part 2.
I know the answer.
I don't think I know any. What is it?
Let the right one in.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Favorite Swedish film.
That's great. Great movie.
Go ahead. More about stalking our listeners. That's a real reverse rule. I like it. Oh, that's a good TV show. Like a guy that has his own TV show and
famous,
he stalks
his
people. Yeah, he's
good.
Like reverse stalking.
Good.
Wasn't that done already?
Was it?
Wasn't there a movie about a celebrity that stalks one
Simpsons
of his fans?
Simpsons did it.
This is off topic.
I know where you all live.
The Guillermo del Toro exhibit at LAFMA is outstanding.
Oh, I forgot.
Is there a lot of Hellboy stuff, though? Because I'm not down with
a little bit, but mostly Frankenstein.
I haven't been able to sleep well since being pregnant and also for my entire life before being pregnant. And I forgot that last night I was looking at Instagram. I almost unfollowed you, Mike Carano, because your pictures were freaking me out.
It's a freaky exhibit.
Yeah, your pictures from the exhibit.
Yeah,
he's a dark dude.
It is great.
Pan's Labyrinth. You ever seen that one?
I haven't because I think it would.
It'd probably fuck you up. It's
yes.
Great.
Okay.
It's
I don't
great.
Like.
Want to be
I don't like
up in
scary
that way.
Movies. I don't like being scared.
You've seen
I don't
Pan's
like
Labyrinth?
Monsters. I like happy endings on everything. I really, really, really do.
Don't
but
watch
this
pitch,
exhibit
then.
Was fantastic, and Monsterpalooza is next weekend, and I love Monsterpalooza. Mm-hmm.
That and Nam.
Yeah.
The guitar convention?
Yeah.
Loves it.
Nam's
been
that?
Covered on this show probably 5 years straight. I don't think he covered it this year.
I guess it's not a guitar convention. It's hard.
It's music.
It's hard,
hard
rock.
It's all music from
convention.
It. It's all.
Maybe it's actually Nam Blaze going to it. He just shortens it. Yeah, I'm going to Nam. Blah. We don't hear the blah.
You're right. I think that's probably what it is.
That's probably
could be it.
He's swallowing the blah.
Could be. Speaking of swallowing blood.
I told you, honey, that I was really into NAMM.
Speaking of swallowing blood.
Juggalos.
And what Juggalos.
I saw a Juggalo on this great show called Jail.
Yeah, but was he drinking?
Jail is awesome because it's like Cops, but fuck the cops like shaking people down and arresting them, putting them in the back of the car. It's what happens after they get dropped off at jail and they're getting processed.
Are they wearing shirts?
Just as good. A lot of the time they're not. Jail is a great show. It's on TV right now.
I've never even heard of it.
And I know it's new, I think. And and they had a Juggalo in there and he was awesome. His face was all painted. He didn't give a shit. All right. Drinking blood.
Man charged after Green Bay Juggalos host a blood drinking ritual. Let me get into the deets. I omitted.
Faygo has a blood flavor now.
Oh, it's better than that. Oh, here we go.
Is this real? You think
this is 100% real? Hmm. The criminal complaint explains it like this. So there's a girl named Shelby,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a guy named John. John's the Juggalo. Okay. Shelby might be a Juggalo too.
Juggalo. Show some respect.
John the Juggalo is friends with a horrorcore rapper named Bloody Ruckus.
Horrorcore, that's an actual genre of music.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to kill right now.
So, Shelby had volunteered to let John drink her blood.
Mm-hmm.
So, John had taken a machete and made an approximate 1-inch laceration on her right side forearm.
That's not much.
She was bleeding profusely. John filled up a shot glass with her blood and drank her blood.
Mm.
Soon after, the group began talking about severing a finger. Again, Shelby volunteered, telling the men they could cut off her pinky.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
She stated that she was not using drugs or alcohol before this happened.
No, she had Juggalo brain.
Once again, John grabbed the machete. John's second strike, with the machete took the pinky clean off, says the complaint,
mm-hmm.
all the way to the palm.
Oh, my God.
He then placed the finger in his freezer, where he said he would cook it and eat it later.
Right.
The group then attempted to stop the bleeding by using a car cigarette lighter, which failed.
Oh, my God.
They then used a blowtorch. Shelby told the officers that the blowtorch wounds hurt worse than her pinky being severed.
Yeah.
Later that night, she went to her boyfriend's house and showed him the injuries. Look, honey, look what I did. His mother heard the story and made her go to the emergency room. And staff at St. Mary's Hospital called police, believing she'd taken part in a cult initiation, which I didn't know that was a thing you could, like, is that like a code? Like code 43? Yeah, there's also apparently a video of it.
How does this go down? Why is her boyfriend out there? Why is she hanging out with these random jugglers?
Yeah, I assumed that John was her boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. Jealousy's in her.
No, John's just her friend. Here it is. He's a member of the Juggalos, which is the insane clown posse, blah, blah, blah. Court documents say that John and his friends were staging a ritualistic memorial to commemorate a fellow Juggalo who had died 1 year before.
That's what you do. You got to
get together, cut off Shelby's finger.
Mm.
Well,
poor Shelby.
The second strike took the pinky off. That's the worst part.
Yeah. Well, why are you using a machete? For a 1-inch, that's too big, right? You got
to
downsize.
That's what I was
thinking. What do you do with the other fingers while he's taking a swipe?
Right.
No.
Maybe you just put it like on top of the table.
Also,
with the other
how
ones
boring is shit in Green Bay?
Well, we
they
already
could just
know
wait
that.
Till Sunday
for
football.
Before football season. Yeah.
Jesus.
Anderson,
how big is a pickaxe?
Big axe. Very heavy.
It's like a
what's
shovel
a tiny
size?
Machete?
A knife.
Like a butter knife. Bowie knife.
Oh, okay.
Tiny machete.
We have experience. We have experience with machetes and with the Juggalos. Just FYI. Yeah, we used to drink a lot on this show.
We used to drink a lot of blood.
We used to drink a lot.
We used to wield a lot of machetes. That part is true.
And
it's 100% true.
We used
to do a lot of wielding.
That machete you bought us is still under my bed in case I get a Juggalo.
My machete's
intruder.
In my office right now. I was at Home Depot, and I didn't realize the common man could buy machetes, so I bought everyone machetes.
The common man!
And we got hammered, and we...
There are still marks at the old Westwood One studios where you can see where we've been with
I'll just tell you this much. We recorded probably 4 hours of a podcast. So we could only upload 2 hours because the other...
The second 2 hours was too much machetes and too much child porn talk, to be honest. That was what...
But are these
kind
the
of,
like the lost episodes?
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
It's legit lost, though.
Do your hardcore
people
fans like...
stop emailing me about the episodes.
They're listeners.
Lourdes and Elias, hardcore listeners.
Some of them are fans.
No,
I'm friends with them.
Tyler
they must
want to
hear this.
So sleepy.
Tyler loves stalking our listeners. Question for all of you.
Is this your dumb question from before?
Very dumb, yes. I think it is dumb. But I have spent probably 15 minutes researching, trying to figure out a way.
What is tweet?
I'm picturing Tyler making lots of fun of me here.
Yes.
Michael Carano, you might have an answer.
Is this going to be a hashtag epic fail?
So, Tyler, you're one of my core team members.
Yep.
For Groupers the movie, right? Because we're launching our crowdfunding campaign September 20th, trying to raise a sizable amount of money to make a feature film that's going to be amazing. And Tyler is one of my 20 core team members. One of my core team members is a listener, because I open it up to listeners, and half my core team members are listeners, and half are people
that I know. I don't like that you have a core team.
I like the core team.
What does it mean in this scenario?
There are associate producers that are helping garner interest.
It's
and
pay for play, quid pro quo. It's like his dick. We get our names
in the
credits.
That at all. It's helping spread the
that's
word.
Just mine?
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like you're the only dick sucker.
Kind of like a street team, yeah. I'm giving everyone stickers, and we're going out on the weekend. Either. We're going down to Venice, and we're just going to plaster like
that. Hey, Kent goes first.
Yeah. So one of my core team members, his name is Sean. He lives in Australia. I looked at my T-Mobile rates, $2.99 a minute. How do I converse? He's the only core team member I have not spoken with on the phone. How do I talk to him
Skype.
For free?
Yeah, Skype.
Skype wants money from me, too.
Yeah, but it's like 2 cents a
minute.
No,
Skype is almost free.
Oh, really? I just got to give him a credit card and then charge me barely anything?
No, it's almost free.
Wait, what about FaceTime?
I was trying FaceTime. It said, nope, not available. And then it was making me sign in with my Apple ID and all this shit. It was giving me a bunch of business.
I think the real question is, he's going to travel all the way over here to work on a film for free?
He doesn't have to travel over here. This is all like social media stuff and helping. You know,
it's a street team.
It's a street team.
Okay. It's a viral street team.
Megaphones.
Just hop in a kangaroo and just buzz on over.
Watch out for those dangerous
bugs. I'm surprised
bugs.
That FaceTime won't work.
I would just do it and it would immediately Wi-Fi it up. But no, it's giving me issues. It's giving me the business.
That might be
That's
like a
bullshit.
Weird connection thing. Maybe he doesn't have FaceTime.
Or Apple.
Mm-hmm. All right. I told Sean that I'd get to the bottom of it because he's the only guy that I haven't talked to.
Or how about just every week at the end of the episode, we'll run for an extra 5 minutes and you can just have a one-way conversation with Sean where you answer his previous week's
and
questions.
And then on his podcast, he can answer.
Yeah. Oh, here's this is going to be a fun part of the show, Allison. You're going to like this.
Okay.
Especially considering what we talked about with Mike Carano and commitment and whatnot. So I'm coming up with clever little creative perks for my crowdfunding.
Back rub.
For $500, Mike will do your headshots or portraits.
Ooh.
Oh,
he has
nice.
No idea. He's finding out about this right now.
Hmm. How do you feel about it? He's not agreeing immediately,
course,
so I think that means you have a shot.
For $1,000, you go to Disneyland with Mike and I.
For
a day.
Why don't I get to go?
Tyler, if you can make it, but he's a father. He has a lot on his plate.
Well, you'll be a father by then, Anderson.
Good point. Yeah. Kid can come. Kid's like Disneyland. Mm. I'm kidding. I have not put those in the purse.
No, I'll do that.
Gio suggested the Disneyland one. I think that the one that might be more palatable or easier would be maybe the photo. I'm trying to think of I'm gonna hit up Nathan Hamill. I called him already. We're gonna talk. Maybe he can do some kind of like toy rendition of somebody or something. That's not name dropping. It's a friend of the show, Nathan Hamill,
son of a very famous Hamill.
I didn't say that. You're name dropping.
Wait,
I don't want...
is he the son of the famous Dorothy Hamill?
Yep. Yes.
Who's gonna do the same kind of all thing?
Right. Famous haircut.
But I would have fucked up probably and said the guy's real name. His dad.
Did you guys know that Nadia Comaneci is still alive?
Yes. I didn't know she was born. Who is she?
I just made a Nadia reference on my show.
Who is like Nadia Comaneci?
Oh, come on. Nadia.
Like the greatest gymnast that ever lived?
Bella. Studied with Bela Karoly. She tried to commit suicide.
Bela Karoly.
There was a TV movie.
She was in the paper like probably 2 weeks ago.
She's
paper?
Like the only perfect score, right?
And she's still alive and she still goes to events and stuff. She's like a celebrity.
Oh, is she on the cover of Wheaties? She was short and stocky.
Yeah, are you thinking of Mary Lou Retton?
Oh, Mary Lou Retton.
Well, anyway, I made a Nadia reference on my show.
Who doesn't?
And no one knew who I was talking about, and I was shocked. And now this is repeating itself.
Okay, aside from Bruce Jenner, Bruce Jenner and Mark Spitz, she's the most famous person from the Olympics I've ever heard of.
I don't know who Mark Spitz is. Who like has whores or something? Prostitutes?
No,
it's Elliot Spitzer. I feel like we had this conversation like literally last week.
Might have.
Did we talk about Elliot Spitzer last week?
I think we did.
Okay, I need to apologize because my energy level just plummeted when I had like 3 bites of this
Brussels sprouts.
Dude, I was mapping out a shot list today because I'm directing that movie that you fucking threw in my face. But yeah. I'm happy now because it's going to be really good. It's going to be really fun.
You're directing a short
in a couple weeks. Thank you, buddy. I was irate with him at first because I don't know if you know Kristen Carney.
Yes.
She's a comic and she wrote this really great script. And Mike drops it on the show. He's like, hey, Anderson, I had Kristen Carney. I read a short script she did. I had her send it to you because I think you'll like it. I'm like, dude, don't volunteer me to read people's scripts. There's nothing worse.
You can send the scripts to theafterdisaster@gmail.com.
I read it and it's really
good. Just send your ideas to us.
It's really good, actually. It's a really good life tips.
And your addresses.
via, you know, back and forth and emails and phone calls and whatnot, I'm going to be directing it now, which is great because it's really hard to direct things that don't cost a ton of money. And, you know, she's paying for it, so it's great. But I was halfway through my shot list running it down with Rand, who's shooting it. And I pulled a Carano like today. I just like my blood sugar just dropped and I could barely keep my eyes open. And I felt like such a failure. It was awful.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's pulling a Carano?
Kind of like what he's doing right now.
That's why I feel like such a winner.
No, buddy, I pulled a U. No,
lost interest, like fell asleep.
What you're doing right
boo,
now.
Wah, wah, wah.
What you're doing right now is all I'm saying, dude.
I have a
grade A podcasting.
Drink that coffee.
I have a dumb, basic question. That's barely coffee, by the way.
FaceTime. Try FaceTime.
No, thank you. You know, here's my question. What it, with a short, what is the hope that that leads to?
Pants.
For me... For me, it's practice. It's just practice. It's really hard to practice directing.
Allison is my new best friend. She's appreciated all
but your shorts can't become pants.
Finally, someone appreciates me. They can if those are the cool zipper ones, like when you're in like Bolivia.
You have your legs amputated.
First of all, it's really fun just like ooh, being on set and creating something. It's a lot of fun. And practice, like I said. And then, you know, ultimately getting it in some festivals. Seeing if, you know, you get some win award here and there. And
which then would lead to greater opportunities.
It doesn't really usually.
I mean, is that the, like, I'm thinking for Kristen, like is that the hope?
Yeah, I think, you know, you meet people and you have something, you know, on IMDb and then you can add to that.
Right.
But unfortunately, shorts don't really do a whole lot, really. It's just, and they cost a fucking fortune still. We're doing this one on the super cheap, but... But thank you, Mike. I'm excited for this.
When you do your crowdfunding for groupers, what platform are you using?
Seed and Spark.
I don't even know what that is.
I know. No one does.
Keep it moving.
Seed and Spark, it's like the number three. It goes Kickstarter is like the giant behemoth, and then Indiegogo, and then like real distant third is Seed and Spark. I thought that I invented this new way of crowdfunding, which is like registering for your film. Like registering. You can you know, sponsor an actor.
What's fourth? Rob a bank?
Fourth is like there's
did you see
like
that guy rob a bank in Phoenix and get shot dead on live TV after the chase ended?
No, but I'm so in love with the idea of robbing a bank. The oldest.
Have you seen Hell or High Water yet?
No,
gotta see it.
I need to see
you
it.
You gotta love it.
I tried to watch Brooklyn today, but I fell asleep.
Brooklyn's very slow and dumb.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I heard it's overrated.
So overrated. Yeah. It should not have been up for Best Picture at all. No,
but it was old timey and people had accents.
It's so funny too because last year it was considered the racist.
Look,
racist
let the Emmy-nominated person here tell you.
And
about
Brooklyn was up for Best Picture, and there's not a single black person in a movie called Brooklyn. That's kind of funny.
Is it?
Have you guys seen Stranger Things?
Yes, oh,
yes,
we love it.
Like,
does everyone here unanimously love it?
No.
You don't like it?
I loved it.
I absolutely loved it.
My husband. So my podcast, for listeners who don't know, comes out twice a week. Monday's a one-on-one with a guest, and then Thursday there's a panel of us. And
all right, we don't need to plug our shows.
Yeah, let's settle down with the
plug. Sorry, do we do that? On the Thursday show,
she's a professional.
Now, 2 weeks in a row, iTunes.com/AllisonRosen is where you can go to subscribe. Yeah. My husband he would disagree with this assessment, but kind of shit on Stranger Things, and it's not sitting well with me.
What's the problem?
He feels that it is a pastiche. By the way, he went to film school.
Ugh, I can't stand people that went to film school.
What's his favorite film?
Let alone have snake
tattoos. What's his favorite film?
He's really into Terrence Malick.
Mm-hmm. I have problems with your husband.
He's a great guy. I don't know. I don't think that a Terrence Malick film would be his favorite film, though. I'm trying to think what his favorite film is.
You don't know your husband's favorite film. It's like you don't even know him, man.
I'm going to claim pregnancy brain that one because I'm
that's
sure I know thing. It at some point.
Well,
he loves Twin Peaks. I know that's not a film, but he's very into the series.
Speaking of Twin Peaks.
Anyway, he feels that it's like a pastiche of 80s stuff, but it doesn't say anything new about all of that stuff. For me, it was enough. I feel like it was ambitious and it was... I get what he's saying, which is that once it ended, he never thought about it again versus something like The Night Of, which has been in his mind a lot. But I feel like, yes, it was like an amusement ride, but I loved it and that was enough for me.
I really appreciated the throwback and the feel. It was like a comfy blanket putting on.
Like without being a parody.
Snuggling
it wasn't
in.
A parody.
Not a parody at all. It took all the things that I love about Spielberg movies from that era. And I thought it was an interesting... twist. It was a little bit more heady than anything Spielberg tried to tackle.
Right.
It was a little bit Poltergeist, but it was more like Under the Skin with the whole other dimension and whatnot, which you would not see in an 80s throwback.
I liked it, but I'm sort of with Daniel on this one. Unless
it doesn't have the sticking power,
name dropping.
But the kids were.
Unless it'll
great.
Make you like they me more so if I good. Say I loved it, then I love it.
Who's gonna
no,
like you more?
No, at this point, after Anderson said that he has issues with my husband, I kind of like that you're taking his side. I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm gonna text him and uh-huh. find out what his favorite movie is.
Yeah. Let's figure this out.
You can call him on speaker if you want.
Ooh.
Like if he says, oh, I judge. I do a lot of judging.
Yeah. So Anderson does do a lot of judging.
Yeah. I'm a judger.
Okay.
Jillian's see, here a judge.
Anderson Hi. Went to film school with Steven Spielberg yeah. and wouldn't shake his hand.
I didn't shake his hand.
When they graduated.
Yeah, Spielberg. I judged him. I just went straight for the ween.
Wait, what film school
him the
did
whole
you go to?
Spielberg.
Long Beach State.
Mm. With Mickey. Mm.
Like
yeah, Mickey. That's where I met Mickey.
I'm pretty sure Mickey was in a band called Just Plain Big.
Well, I don't care. Maybe. I don't know. He plays guitar and he plays, you know, like, a lot of guys play in bands for a minute. He was not officially in Priss.
I think he was.
Are you arguing about a technicality?
I feel like I saw him play in
Priss. What about Tijuana?
I think they're definitely arguing something relevant to our listeners' interest. That's for sure.
Well, look, I'm a listener. I think, in fact, while we're texting, you should text Mickey and ask him if he was in a band called Just Plain Big. And
I'm going to talk to him. He's going to ask me, like, what I'm doing. Nah.
Tell him you're recording a podcast.
Spoiled, are we? He's going to ask me what I'm doing. Fuck him and his fucking questions. Just here, should I text somebody?
We got 8 minutes left before Tyler and I both have to run home.
Okay, I have to go record some shit for Tara too.
We are well over a tight hour.
Really?
I'm important too.
We gotta wait.
I have a lot of stuff I have to do.
You know what the irony is? I gotta rush home to a pregnant wife. Tyler's gotta rush home to a recently pregnant wife, and you are a pregnant wife.
And I don't have shit I have to do.
Nowhere to be.
Nope.
Nothing to
Well, I mean, presumably at some point I go home.
We can go get ice cream.
And
Mike's asking you out.
She's well, actually, I was hoping someone could give me a ride home.
I'll totally give you a ride
home.
Because
I had my husband drive me because mm-hmm. I didn't want to deal with parking. Uber? Thank you. I could also use Uber.
Yeah.
I gave a drunk guy a ride home last week.
Did you?
It was 3:05 in the morning and I was here the night before the Sandler shoot.
Uh-huh.
And I heard some guy ordering you Uber and I went, I got it. I'll give you a ride home immediately. My stomach
is so
not Mike
Ronan.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
you know.
I do.
Oh, okay.
That is a guy.
But it took him about 18 or 19 minutes to cancel the Uber.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, they won't let me cancel. I go, tell him you're going to throw up in the car. And then he goes, I'm going to throw up in your car. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. This is going on forever.
Now he's going to throw up in your car.
Here's the best part is we sat in his driveway for 2 or 3 minutes while he told me how much he loves me, that I'm his hero.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah. Over and over. And I finally had to look at him and go, listen, I'm sorry. Get out of my car.
What?
And he goes, I want to tell you, Mike, you're like family. I go, get out of my car now. I go, get out.
Yeah.
I've never done this before, but get out of my car.
Was he at home at least?
Get you got out him to a home. Okay. Yeah.
It wasn't like, just like
it was
the
about 3:20 at that point. And I was
have
like,
you seen this guy since?
Yeah. He just walked through this room a few minutes ago.
And is he cool? Or is he super like ashamed and embarrassed?
I don't know.
Or was he blacked out? Or
he
is he a sociopath?
Close to being blacked out.
We don't bring race into this.
Tyler? See, that's how we get racist, because Tyler says things like that. It's
oh,
not
that's,
us.
That's how we get racist?
Is there a movie called The Thin Blue Line?
Yes.
Thin Red Line is the Terrence Malick film that might be your husband's favorite.
Thin Blue Line is the cop movie. Cop.
That's Errol Morris. No, Thin Blue Line.
Erwan Morris.
I think that
famous,
he's...
Thin Blue Line is a documentary.
Checker. All models.
Okay. Well, he has not responded.
Model, checker,
but
investigator.
Thin Blue Line is a documentary that I think it was up for an Academy Award, and it was all about witnesses not being very good. He actually got a guy that was on death row off of death row because of the documentary, and then the guy that was on death row actually ended up suing Errol Morris.
Was it nominated for an Emmy? Then I'm not interested.
Yeah. What about a podcast award?
Mm-hmm. They have those, and we've never ever heard it.
We've never even been invited to a podcast festival, and my friends produce it.
Yeah. Your friends, though, in fairness to them, they probably don't know you have a show.
That's true.
I'm friends with the two people that create the LA Podcast Festival, and we've never been invited to it.
We got to, you know what we're really bad at? And that's business, all things business. And we need to do this. We should be hammering this at the beginning of the show, but letting people and letting listeners who might not know that if you're at any level of Patreon on our Patreon page, that you get the show 24 hours in advance. I don't think we ever
tell. Between 12 and 24.
You get it. You get it hot
off
the press.
You get it hot off the press.
How do you guys? Because I am on Patreon as well.
Oh Christ! Here
how do you? How do you post your episode to Patreon?
I just upload
this
it
is another
to there.
Episode.
You just post it in the.
But if it's longer than 50 minutes,
another show that
no, the whole thing runs for us.
Oh really? Because when I tried to
what band was Mickey in?
Just Plain Big. Because when I tried to upload mine, it's capped it at 50
They might have changed
minutes.
Recently because I didn't realize a lot of podcasters use them.
So I just used SoundCloud.
All right, we got a rocket.
Yep.
We gotta. Isn't
we gotta I feel it. Like I didn't we pull my weight on the show, but
we gotta keep it moving.
I also feel like Allison didn't get to say enough.
I feel like I said a lot. I feel like you're a little anti me right now.
No, I'm not.
That was pretty long pause. That was a pregnant pause.
I'm not.
Well,
you are a little bit, buddy.
No, I promise you, I'm not.
I'm kind of faking it because I am like drained. Today's been one of the longest days.
I'm with you.
Let me see your pinky.
I'm with you.
You want to?
I'll drink for real.
Get a machete.
Really?
You ever drink blood?
I have.
What? This is a question I've been asking many times.
Like raw steaks, like rare steaks.
Oh, that doesn't count as drinking. Jeez.
Yeah, come on, human blood.
No, I've never drank you. I've sucked my own like thumb when it gets cut and stuff.
Hell yeah.
That's gross. Wait a minute. Ah, fucking memory.
Yeah.
What?
Childhood memory just popped in my head. I cut my thumb and a kid fucking grabbed my thumb and started sucking the blood straight out of my thumb.
Ew.
I had forgotten all about that for years and years.
Was his name Vlad?
Ah, that fucking kid.
That's weird.
What was his name? Put him on
Duncan.
Blast.
His name was Duncan.
Duncan, the blood drinker.
Duncan is a name you don't hear a whole lot of.
No, but there's Duncan Trussell, who's a comedian. Mm-hmm.
Duncan Trussell's pretty great.
Podcast. He's great.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't hear Duncan. It's very Shakespearean.
Drunk History Duncan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On that note of a kid's
documentary now, fantastic.
Thumb.
I highly recommend.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I had.
It's on Netflix.
I had a couple of the guys on my podcast.
Look at this name dropper over here.
I know.
There's like two main guys.
Who's Bo Hader?
No. I had Rhys Thomas and Alex Buono, who are the producer.
I laugh at this show like I'm a small child watching cartoons. It's just a kind of a constant laugh.
I've only seen the one where they're parroting Vice.
That one's pretty good.
Wait,
that one didn't sell
did
me
you
on
see
it,
the
though.
Grey Gardens one?
The Grey Gardens ones didn't do much for me either.
Oh,
I'm not a fan of. But the Thin Blue Line, they do the Thin Blue Line, which we just talked about, and they do Nanook of the North, the first ever documentary.
Mm. And
that fucking band made me cry.
What's
laughing.
the band that they're in? Something Jeans or something?
The Big Show. The
Little
Clones.
Big Pants.
Pris.
Not
do you want a bullfight?
Anyway, I said I had the producer on. They're from SNL Film Unit. And
yeah,
they,
Lorne Michaels is one of the producers.
Yeah, they film it and direct it, I think. I'm forgetting.
It's very well done.
I wish
it's
I hadn't opened my mouth.
Yeah, I think they got nominated for
that's
some
that's a good name for a podcast, I'm sure.
Allison, how do you end your show?
You
have a sign off.
Well, initially I had everyone plug their stuff at the
that's
end.
Boring. No,
but then I realized that I think people just turn it off before they get to that point,
right.
Though I'm captivating. So, usually, well, we have a song, and I thank everyone for being on, and then I say, I love you guys, goodbye.
Well, that's sweet. Tyler, what are you doing?
Are you farting into the mic?
What are you doing?
And what are you doing?
Oh, seriously.
This is so unlike Tyler.
You're growing a tail. That's a mic.
Tyler's holding his microphone behind him and letting it drop down.
I don't know what you're doing.
You know what Mike's acting like? Mike's acting like Allison Rosen's his new girlfriend, and like he's introducing us for the first time, and we're like really embarrassed.
Guys, stop.
Stop it. You guys are really annoying right now.
Can I tell you guys?
Let me just say, what you just did, I've never seen you do something like that.
It is true. I've never seen you do that. That was very odd.
That's the point. The point is, I'm saying this is a weird show.
But it wasn't an audio gag.
It was a visual.
Someone would argue based on this reaction, it was an audio gag.
We are 6 years into this program, 6 years plus. We still don't have a sign off.
Can I just tell you guys a super duper duper fast story related to Mike Carana, to what you said about Pris about Mike Carana treating me as if I'm acting as if I'm okay. So I was in a band.
Yeah.
It was three girls and a guy drummer. Uh-huh. And for like a week and a half, and I've never told anyone this because for like a week and a half,
Scoop.
I developed this weird crush on our drummer.
Right.
And
drummers are great. Yeah, they can
bang those toms.
So I remember I went to the bathroom.
Flash Friday.
I went to the bathroom and I came out. And my friend was like, "Do you have your period?" And I was like,
"What?
I don't know.
What?
Like something that never would have because I had never had any. It was just for that one weird week and a half.
Yeah,
I was totally different around him and suddenly uncomfortable with any conversation.
Oh, your other friend is like, "What are you doing acting so weird?" Because you had like the flirty crush.
Well,
Allison.
Normally we would have just we all were like guys,
right.
And then I was suddenly like, oh, I don't know. Suddenly I was coquettish and girlish.
Yeah,
but then
coy.
It went away. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. I was suddenly so. Anyway, that just made me think
Do you
of
think
that.
I'm being weird.
I get what you're because you brought Allison on. We're at your place, and I think that you feel like a little bit
embarrassed by you guys.
Not embarrassed, but like
no, that thing right there was weird.
Responsible
because
for our behavior.
I've never seen Tyler stand up at the end of the show.
I know you'd be on mic, and I can't speak for Tyler, but yeah,
what?
Yeah. Don't worry, Mike.
That was the point. The point was to pretend that that's something we do.
I'm still reeling from the fact that I used the word bitch so much and I got called out about it.
I only heard you use it once.
Twice.
Should I call the episode Get to the Hook, Bitch?
What's funny is featuring Allison. That would be a bad title. But honestly, what's funny is that that song that he was playing with all those filthy lyrics and the N-word flying left and right. And
stereo,
all the fucks, and the, I think I might have heard even a cunt in there. And I say, "Get to the hook, bitch," and that's offensive.
Well, that's coming offensive. From you. It's coming from you.
Yeah, because I'm usually so polished.
Stereo N Words is a good band name.
Hey, we're wrapping up right now. I'll call you in a little bit.
Surround sound enters. What's not that? Bad. All right, here's how we end the show. Now, Mike just gets on the phone and starts talking in the background.
Keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
That's good.